down goylus and stuck her head into his spookus in the shalom. And Ayin Bei Rav said, I had a horse, similar case, and it's Chatzi Nezer.
My first one saying Mechaz Yesh Dayanda. Mara said, Mechaz is no Mechaz Rambanam, our palace Mishunim. Mara said, it's a Bizrani. Nimitz Orchei.
The Rosh, the palm, the Rif. The Rif. But the Rosh palm, he quotes the palm more, but he's been a friend, but everyone's a hash of the Rif.
Why is ripping down? Why is ripping down this din on Bar Cheskel? The Tarnagol Shehayshid Roishel Abaklis Kuchis Shalom Nezik Shalom. Provided that it was Chaz Barzuni. I. Why mean halacha? Gemara says that was sumchis. We pass my rabbanan, not like sumchis. Where's Riv get this nezik shalom business? Chulak of bezruni, not bezruni. Mishun, not mishun. It's only for sumchis. Well, that's hilz kavase. Does that affect the balam bar? So the Rosh says the balam bar stam missed the boat. Because Riv never meant to say, never meant to paskin. Like Ram Bar Cheskel, rather, why do we bring down all the other tzad? How am I just brought down the whole sugya? Just to tell you that Chaychus is that Tzareris, whatever the din by Tzareris is, and then it can't provide it, that's not Mishun. And basically, Rav is just calling the Gemara, not like the Mamash Paskening. The Rajba, on the other hand, wants to suggest take the Rif Kipshutai, take the Rif at face value, and you can't pay Nezik Shalim. Hi, how are you paying Nezik Shalim? The Rajba starts off in before the Rif. The Afshad Hashad the Machminun, this say Bezruni, Vorchehu, Lab Tzererisu, Elanizu Big Gufai, Kimachinchas Raisha Besarichai. So it's interesting. But the Rajab seems to say, this seems to change the case. Once it's talking about Bizruni, Samela, the case is that he actually broke it with his goof. And this is very strange, Batsim, because Ron Bar Cheskel said, Tanu Roshi to Roshi, Abhi Sulchis, the Tokaboy, Yeshavroi, Shalom, there's a Shalom. It said the Tokaboy. According to the Rajba, this is extremely difficult because the Rajma says we switched it once we say that this Bizruni over there, it's stuck in hand to eat. So this is banged into it. Why? That's more of a Svara that it banged into it than when there's no Bizruni, you know, we just had a problem with Mashuna. But either way, it says he stuck its head in. It's like, why is it? Well, maybe it's eating, so it's being more active in the Chesvas. But the point is, the Rajba says, once we say there's Bizrani over there, then it could be it's not Tzareris. You can see, the case is not Tzareris. The case is actually did it begufay.
It's not
Tzareris,
they
talk about.
We see how it was, taka means to hit, not just
cook. We do? Yeah. Taka, either he grooms his ear or he hit him on his ear.
That's for sure. So maybe he's saying
it's
changing,
taka means to
hit it with
people. I mean, first of all, here we're talking about not he hit it. We're talking about that he just banged into it. It's talking about gufa. It can't be with kavana. It has to be. It's shame. It's rego. It has to be shlad kavana. Shame, rego, whatever it is.
He's eating.
No, not that it did an action. It has to be that it was inadvertent. Derech agav it happened. Otherwise, it's not shame rego. What? So, okay, maybe. Akbam, that's what Raj was willing to do. That even though the Gemara says, what we were saying is the Mimosha and the Shami, though. Even though the Gemara says, talk out, the Raj says, no, it means goof and male, so that's behind the Rif. Why the Rif brings it down, pain at the Shalom, because the Maskanos of the Gemara is Zruni, like the Rif says, Mamela, it's not Sumchis, We don't pass simchas on the banan because it's gufa. Then he's right from Yishalmi, because Yishalmi brings down the din of tsaris by tarnagol, the ruach, hezek, the guf Yishalmi, the shalom, the ruach, shmei knafav, shalom chatzinezek, simchas and shalom. Oh, then Yishalmi goes on to say nafach bekelim, b'shavam Yishalmi nezek shalom. The flow of Yishalmi is mashma, the seif of nafach bekelim, and pays the shalom is kula alma. These simchas, then the Gemara should have been mechalak like the Reisha. The Reisha, when it comes to Beruach Shebein Knafav, it's mechalak and simchas in the bottom. The Sefer says Nafach Bekelim, there is not mechalak. Vice does that. The Sefer is a cool alma. Mash mesev kol almi di simchas lev the book the kereish el mishum the kasha dim kain have a meimer alizib bizruni meimer like a simchas like rabbanon canal, but he has a bit of a problem. El the kashli, why doesn't we still have, you know, it's a little bit shver. Why doesn't Yishalmi fear eyes like the Bavli, that Bizruni, and that's why, that's good for why we're saying it's not telling someone in Rabbanan anymore. Shalmi doesn't say anything, just says it blew. So that's why he's like, the Rajb is, you know, not so sure about this Shalmi. But you know, the Rajb seems to be going with Shalmi. That the Rishalmi, you know, it's good if it's kasha, because the Rishalmi just says nafach, right? Blue. You can't even say what Dave said, that means that he hit. Don't say taka, it means he blew, right? So, even if the Rishalmi did say bizruni, somebody says taka though. The Rishalmi says the fairish taka. That blue, nafach. So, that's why I have a problem in the Rajba Nei Bay. We learned in the beginning of the Rajba that we're changing the case. It wasn't Aliday Kayach. It was Aliday Gufay Mamish. Not that this type of Kayach is considered Gufay the way we thought in Madura Kama, where we were handling in the beginning. The Rajba seems to say, like as you pointed out, it means Mamish Gufay Mamish. So then, the Rajba says that his problem with the Shalmi is, the Shalmi didn't speak out like the Babli did, that's talking about Bim Bizrani. But, you know, he has a problem. It's not like he's. It's a pirik on his whole shtickle. He's got a problem with that. Yeah? but what does he see? But even if Rishami had done that, but we're not changing the case of Nafach. Right? It says Nafach. It blew. So, by definition, it means it blew. It blew, then it's, you know, if the Bizrani is, how does that become Gufay? So that's a problem that happened in the Rajba. And the end, okay, I don't know if it's added in over there, not added in. He says from Lashon Rashi, "She's drawing b'kli the urche lachas roish lechol kiv the urche lechol urche not melitzai." I don't know what he wants. Chayn nira, what does he see from Rashi? Like everything he said, tell him that what Rashi says is that it's urche, and the Gemara's kash is meshuna. But the mizinu b'simchas meshuna should be chatz nezik. Right, and says Zorche. You don't see anything that will teach a bunch from Nezek Shalom based on this Rashi. So then the Rashi, the Rajba, that's Rashi, certainly makes no sense. But then again, it was added in, so I don't know what it's all about. But this piece in the, you know, the Shalom, the Lashon, the Nafach, the mean, the Begufay, even talk at the mean Begufay, it's, Shver Pashad Mshat. Okay. Boyer Vashi. Yeshin Litzvaris, Levi Nezek. Ayeshin Litzvaris, Levi Nezek. Look, Vashi. Yeshin Litzvaris, Levi Nezek. Vabon de Paul Vesumchis. Vamri. Litzvaris, Gevurchi Chatzin Nezek. Meaning, Levi Sumchis, it holds. Tzoriris, Baruch is Nezek Shalim. And it's Pashit that Yeshinu Tzoriris. If there's Shinui, Avada will be Chatzin Nezek. But Levi Rabbanah, they were starting out as Chatzin Nezek. You're in the Chatzin Nezek. Hechlashina ben begoin, bottom baragla, machmas beerit, he's a tsrairois, mishavit, heil, michosh, up. This is a very difficult word in Rashi. I mean, a lot of difficult words in Rashi, but this one particularly. Michosh of shinri. Okay, the literal types of that, those words are, is it considered a shinri? Michosh of shinri. Now that's, l'chayr, not b'chlal, the kivun of the Gemara. It's not b'chlal v'safik. About the shinri. This is enloch shinri. Vita. That's like classic called of Karen. It's not like, you know.
That's not a discussion.
That's not the issue here, b'chlal. So the Losh of Rashi, Michosh of shinri, is very difficult. Is it considered shinri? That's not the shayla, as Rashi himself is going to explain. Right, so just he throws that in. Is it considered shina? To me, I don't have a hesber in that. Akabanim, let's move on. Michosh of shinoi v'hava is considered shinoi v'hava ketam. Mishalim Rabbi Nezek. The ha hadason chati nezek hilkoch tamuson Rabbi Nezek. Which is interesting, just to note in Rashi, that in the whole sugya here, in the whole halachah of Rashi, Rashi doesn't mention once the word regel or keren. Rashi talks about tam and muad. Yeah. So Rashi is a shayla. Do we say that it's a shino and therefore it's a tam? Why the hadason chati nezek? This word is also a little bit difficult. Hadasan, the Chayy Rashi doesn't mean it becoming a mu'ud. Normally hadasan is that it was worn and became mu'ud. That's hadasan. Here Chayy Rashi means rege orche, which is mu'ud mitchilasai. That's the Chayy, at least in this Rashi, what that means. Later on, Rashi means something else. That's what makes it a little even more confusing. What does this word mean? What?
What does it mean that hadasan?
No. It goes backwards. Hadasa meaning it's being in a mood state. Dahainu orche, it's in a mood state mit chasa. That's what it means. Hadasa is nazik is chati nazik. It's mood state, not becoming a mood. It's mood state is chati nazik. So mail is mood state is chati nazik. Hilkok tamuson revin nazik. So the tamus state goes down to being revin nazik. That's the first side of the Gemara. Ayein shinui l'shalom revia l'olam chati nazik l'olam chati nazik shein tamus v'ada behem l'ashchan tam m'shalim batzer v'palga. So again, there's like two things.
What's the meaning of the original Thomas or Adam?
Wait, I'm going to get to that. There's two things, L'chaira, which are rolling around this Rashi. I'll say the second thing first, because that part, that L'chaira doesn't really shtim with the rest of the Rashis. Shtim, yes. I'm glad you like that word. Rashi says, seems to be saying that tzad that ain shinoi l'revin nezek is because we don't find that a tam pays less than palga. Now, these words give opening to a mahalach, which some achronim learn, and some achronim even learn in Rashi as well. That is, that they learn the shayla of the Gemara is not a shayla of b'chlal and dinei tzrayris. The shayla of the Gemara is in dinei tam and mu'ud. The hainu. What is the gather of tam and mu'ud? What is the gather of mu'ud pei nezek shalom and a tam pays chatzi nezek? Is the pshat that a tam pays chatzi nezek? Profound. It pays half of the nezek. Or no, a tam pays half of what a mu'ud should pay. We all know tam pays chatzin nezek. So in the normal case, no pays nezek. Shalom tam pays nezek. But what does it mean? What does it mean that tam pays chatzin nezek?
What's the difference?
Like, why are we bringing it down in our
sukkah? Oh,
here?
The...
So when the Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, is it Chatzi Nezek? That's Ari touched upon this point last week. Yes. Chatzi the Nezek or Chatzi Teshlumen? Chatzi we're supposed to pay. You get a discount. Chatzi we're supposed to pay. Well, we pay half the Nezek. Okay? In normal case, it's the same thing. But in our case, where we're starting out as Chatzi Nezek, if the din is that Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, there ain't nowhere to go. If the pshat is that Tam pays half what a mu'ah is supposed to pay, then it's trying to talk about Chatzi Nezek of Yeshin or Nezek. So that would make, and I think Reuven wants to say that's from the Rashi. I mean, Stipe also has the tzav. He doesn't discuss Rashi, but Reuven and Simon Aleph, he, I believe, marshals this Rashi for that tzav. And he says that's what Rashi means. The Ashkan Tam, the Mishalim, Batsim Mipalga. What Rashi, the tifkite of that Rashi is that's the tzav that Tam pays Chatzi Nezek and not Chatzi Tashlumin. That's what Rashi is saying. The side of Ein Shinoi says Rashi, L'ashchan tam, the Mishalein, Batsir, Mipalga.
Palga of Lord, Palga of...
Well, obviously he means less than half the Nezek. He means in half the Nezek, but otherwise he wouldn't have a problem. He's saying the reason why Ein Shinoi, L'Revia, could L'ashchan tam, it pays less than half. Meaning half of the Nezek. Because the Gedra of Tam is half Chatzi Nezek, Hail San Shayach by Tzrayrus. That would read those words of Rashi. But it doesn't really explain. The beginning of Rashi doesn't explain the Hemshuch of the Rashi. But I'm just throwing that as a tzad, Pshat in the Gemara, and some even want to say it's Pshat in Rashi. But it doesn't help us for the beginning of Rashi. What, how does the beginning of Rashi say? Rashi says, Ain Shinoi. Rashi says, what do those words mean? What do those words mean? Shein tamas vada behem. So let's be mamshuch the Rashi a little bit, and we'll get back to this Rashi mitzvah Hashem. So Gemara wants to say that we should paisha from Rav. Tifshalei mitmedirah, but the boy Rav Yesh Dol Tzeres and Dol Tzeres, Mechlal, the Ein Shino. Look Rashi, Mechlal the Ein Shino. So Gemara connects the Shail of Yesh Hadah, Yesh Shino Tzeres to the Shail of Yesh Dol Tzeres. Mechlal the Ein Shino. The Yesh Shino Lervia, Habachatzi Nezek. The Yesh Shino Lervia. Habachatzi Nezek Ladosan. And obviously, if there's a mu'ud, then we say it's Chatzi Nezek. Vamai etzricha l'rova l'mboi v'adein hada l'shalom nezek shalem. If hada brings it from Revi Nezek Chatzi Nezek, then there's no tzad that hada can make pein nezek shalem. The Thomas Revi Nezek. Hada Chatzi Nezek. So where's the Nezek Shalom come in? Other Shonim add places in the Chesem and Aleph, the Ben Peretz, that the Hada can't, the Hada doubles, it can't quadruple. It can't go from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalom. It's not Mestaber. So Meila. Okay, so for the Yeshino, Yeheche Osim Revi Nezek, Nezek Shalom. Rashi L'Chaz also means that. Rashi just doesn't speak it out. Rashi says that naturally, if Yesh Shinoi, saying it's a Revi'ah, Hadah is Chatzi. So, by virtue of the fact that Rav is Mesupik, if Yesh Hadah, obviously, by Shinoi, you don't say that it's Revi'ah. And the Gemara. Em the Gemara. Dil Marav Imtim Slaim Kamar. Imtim Slaim Ein Shino Yesh Hada. Ayin Hada. Ayin Hada. Look Rashi. Mashan Rashi. Dil Marav Imtim Slaim Kamar. Mitavayu Masafkale. Bahachi Ambaile. Ye Shinoi or Yain Shinoi. Vimdim Slime Ain Shinoi. Vizuhi Tsata Musoi. These are very important words in Rashi. Vizuhi Tsata Musoi.
What?
Guess what Rashi said. Wait. Vizui tzata musai. Try to work on all the Rashis. Not easy. We have to. Not bad. Let's try. Each one has to understand it. Okay. Vizui tzata musai. So yesh hadol tama zu. Ein hadol. So Rashi here is telling me that the tzad of ein shinoi. Is kuzuhi tzatamusai. That this, that when it's orche, that it pays chatzi nezek. I'm sorry, even mashinun. Zuhi tzatamusai. You know, it's chatzi nezek. Is it ain't shinoi because when it's orche zuhi tzatamusai the chatzinez the din chatzinez of tzairis zuhi tzatamusai and that's why ain't shinoi because what do you want to tell me that it, the reason why yesh shinoi v'nezek is because it's a tam and that's why it pays half of it being a mu'ah, like Rashi said before, we say no. The chatzi nezek of tzairis zuhi tzatamusai. That is its din tamus. So if the chatzi nezek of tzairis is its tamus, then it's not shayach shinu l'rvi nezek. You can't have a tam on tam. A tam is a tam of a mu'ah, not a tam of a tam. And the Gemara's suffix is. Is there hadah to this sad tam to this tamos, this type of tamos, or ain hadah? So in other words, it was pashit to Rava. Yeah. So meaning like this. It seems, if you read this Rashi, the suffix of Ravashi, whether Yesh Shinui, Leravia Nezek. Is a shayla, what is the gather of tamos? What is the gather of chatzi nezek by tzairis? Is it a gather of mu'ud? It's hadah. Hadah sa chatzi nezek. And they have a chayach tamos on that. Or no, it's a gather of tam. The yisoid, I mean, this is how we once mentioned from Reuven, the yisoid of Tzairis, that pays chatzi nezek, the yisoid gather of the chiv chatzi nezek is the Torah saying, the Chumash been saying, that it's a tam, even though it's orche. Tzairis has a din tam. If Tzairis has a din tam, it's not shayach to go to Revi Nezek. Now, Al atzad that's a din tam. Now Rav is mesupik. This din tam is a shayach to make it into a mu'ud. It's a shayach to make this din tam into a mu'ud. Here Rashi doesn't explain what two stadim of Rav, but both stadim of Rav are assuming lefizeh that about the tzaris is a din tam. The shayach is this type of tam is a shayach to become a mu'ud. It's a shayach to become a mu'ud. Okay? So now. So let's go back to the Rashi before. Ayin Shinoi, Vashalim Revia, Vloilim Chatzi Nezek, Shein Tamus Vahadah Bahem. So that Rashi is a bit awkward, according to what we're saying now. As Rashi says, Ain't she no l'shalom bin nezek? The loyelam chatzin nezek can't go down. The ain't tamus v'adah b'hem. So what do those words mean? Ein tamas vada ben. Meaning it doesn't have a din hada. Machaira. Meaning the fakir. We were saying it is tam. It doesn't have its Treiris doesn't have the Treiris of Chatzi Nezek doesn't have the din that it could be a tam and then it could become a mu'ed depending on Nezek Shalom. Ein tamas v'hadah behem. One second. It doesn't have the this ability to go from a tam to a mu'ed within the Chatzi Nezek. So then Rashi is just telling me the facts, right? Rashi's not really telling me the Svara. Because the Svara, Rashi tells me, in the later Rashi says that the Tzad of Ein Shin is because it's already a Tam. The Din Chatzi Nezek is Midin Tam, not Midin Mu'ed. See, in the Rashi before this, Rashi said, the Hadason Chatzi Nezek. Right, the Rashi before this, in the Yeshin, told us the Tzad of Yeshinu, the Hadasan Chatzi Nezek, when it's not by Shinui, or after three times by Shinui, then it's a din muid. The Chatzi Nezek of Tzrayer is din muid. It's the mood that Shari talked about the tam. The tzad that ain shinui is the way we see in the third Rashi seems to be that it's a din that the problem is because milchatchila the din of tzrayris that pays chatzin ezek is a din tam. So it seems that that's good for the Shari. But before Rashi said, oh, it's a mood. If it's a mood, shayach tam. If Chatzi Nezek is a mood, it's Shaykh Tam Revi Nezek. The Tzad that doesn't work, so the Rashi in the middle doesn't really explain it so well. Rashi later says, no, because it's a Tam. The Din Chatzi Nezek is a Din Tam. It's a Din Tam, it's not Shaykh Hadot, it's not Shaykh Shinu. To make it less. Tam of Tam. Tam that doesn't exist. Ein Bishlach a Bishlach. I didn't really mean to touch that. So that this is where Ramesh Shmuel wants to learn a Rashi. Ramesh Shmuel is not over here. Ramesh Shmuel has gone to Taisus. A few ches. With this, he wants to answer Taisus' huge kashi. There are many huge kashis in Rashi from the sugya. As Taisus asks, as the Rajba asks, every step of the Gemara has come out shver in Rashi's first pshat, and Rashi learns that, I'm sorry, Rashi's second pshat, which he seems to favor, Rashi learns the shayla of Yesh Hadah, Letzroiris, yeah, he's talking about Orche. Right, remember two pshat from Rashi, first pshat that's Shinui, second pshat that's Orche. This pshat that's Orche, so one of the kashas that Teisa asks, it's Mar Gemara. What does Teisa say? Teima, lukamon muchach, b'mayri al-dei shinoi. Gabei, hodi b'arabashi, yeshinu b'tzroiris, koma b'tipshe b'dibayi ra b'yesh ado, m'chal dein shinoi, kirish, yeshinoi, heichiyos l'mervi nezek, nezek sholim. Is yeshinoi? So how can you say that yeshin l'rviya? And this hadah, it goes to nezek shalom. We can't go two steps, right? So if Rav is not talking about shinoi, Rav is talking about orche, then what shaykh is? Rav is talking about orche. What's the name orche? Yesh hadah ein hadah. Rav Ashi is talking about shinoi. Yeshin l'chatzin nezek v'yeshinoi. What shaykh is? Right? The Gemara is kasha. The Gemara is not kasha. The Gemara was suggested. We should push it from Rava Doesn't make any sense. Lefi Rashi second pshat. That was Tarshish's huge kasha on Rashi. Now that we see the Gemara, we appreciate the kasha even more. What does Rava have to do with Rashi? Rav is talking about Orchei Yishailas, go from Chatzin Ezen and Shalom. Vashnu Mashinoi, what Shaykh is? Why can't we have our cake and eat it too? Ravash is talking about Yeshinu L'Ravi Nezek, a wonderful Shaila, whatever the Shaila is, a wonderful Shaila. Rav has a different Shaila by Orchei, can it go from Ravi Nezek to Chatzin Ezek? Also a wonderful Shaila. They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. So what's the Gemara's having to bring right from Rav? El Mazak Tais is Mukach, that Rav is talking about Shinoi. So Mazak Gemara can't be. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have, on one hand you're saying, Yei Shinoi, to go Rabbi Nezek. On one hand you're telling me, Yei Shada, that goes up, bumps it up to Nezek Shalom. That can't go. We can't go from Rabbi Nezek to Nezek Shalom.
Zokim Moshe Shmuel.
According to the way he's learning Rashi, it makes sense. The Gemara makes sense. Because even if Rava, listen carefully, basically. Because even if Rava is talking about Orchei, we could still bring a ride from Rava. Why? Because what's the fundamental question over here? Is Tzairis Tam or is Tzairis Moed? That's the question. Okay? That means if Yei Shinoi, what's Tzairis? Tzairis is a Moed. That's why it's Shaykh Shinoi. If Ein Shinoi, that means Tzairis is a Tzairis. If Ein Shinoi, then Tzairis is a Tam. So if Rava holds, so what Gemara would say, Tifsh the Bay Rava. How do you want to punish the Rava or the Shaila? Michlal the Ain Shinui. Why? Why is it Ain? Because what's Rava's question? Rava's question is the Treiris, which is a Tam, can it become a Mu'id? Right? That means Rav is assuming, where Rashi says, that Treiris is a Tam. In order for Rav to declare Yesh Hadah, then Treiris must be a Tam. Now, even if Rav is talking about Orchei, but what's the issue over here in Rav? Is the Tam, this Tam of Tzairis, can it become Mu'ud or not? That means Rav is assuming, what is Tzairis? Is Tzairis a Tam or is Tzairis a Mu'ud? If Rav is Mesupik, whether or not it could become a Mu'ud, obviously it's a Tam. A Mu'ud can't become a Mu'ud. So if Rav is Mesupik, can Tzairis become a Mu'ud? What is Tzairis? A Tam. If Tzairis is a Tam, Is it Shaykh Shinoi? Absolutely not. Zabdi Gemara, if Rava, therefore, it must be Rava is taking sides in Ravash's question. And Rava holds, as the Pashit, that Tzairis is a Tam. If Tzairis is a Tam, he's a Mesupik, can't become a Mu'id. But if Tzairis is a Tam, then it's Pashit, that Rav Ashi's question doesn't exist. If Tzairis is a Tam, then obviously Ein Shinui. So Gemara is not bringing a Raya because Rav is talking about Yei Shinui. And the Gemara's Kash is, you can't go all the way. But the Gemara's Kash is, the Tifkai of the Shiloh. What is the Shiloh over here, and what is the Shiloh over here? The Shiloh of Yeshin Ancient is whether it's Tam or Mu'ud. That's the Shiloh. The Shiloh of Yeshin Ancient is what is Strayer. Is it Strayer's Tam or Mu'ud? Rava obviously holds that Strayer is a Tam. If Rava's clearing, can it become a Mu'ud? So this is where Moshe Shmuel wants answer, based on these Rashis, wants answer Taisa's question. If you look back at the Rashi before, when the Gemara explains Rav Shaila, you might have a problem. As Rav Lang pointed out this morning, but I don't want to. If you want to look yourself, you can look on the Idilma. Doesn't necessarily stem with this Mahalach. That's Moshe Shmuel's Mahalach in our Rashis. What's the issues over here? And Mela has nothing necessarily to do with Orche not Orche, Shinui not Shinui by Rava. There's a very fundamental question over here. That is, Ravashi Shail was, is it a Tamar Amud? Is it a Tamar Amud? And Rav Shail is, outside of this Tam, can it become a Mu'ud?
So not the way we learned earlier Rashi. It's the Shulman, what we said earlier Rashi, the subject was whether or not we go bust the Shulman and go bust the Nezer?
Of course not. Right. I said, on the way, I said there was one line of Rashi which was mashm like that. Well, could be mashm like that. According to this Mahal, I don't know what that line of Rashi is doing there. Le'ashachan, Tam that pays less than half Nezek. I don't know what the Rashi is doing there. I'm just trying to read all the Rashis, yeah? But the whole Halchelech and all the Rashis seems to be like about Shmuel, and the issue is, is it Tam Amud? Like Rashi says, the most Farish Rashi was the Rashi that said, That Rashi is the key Rashi. The Rashi says, "Ein shinui is vizuhi tamusai." That I think is the most important Rashi here. That I think Rashi shows his hand the most. The suffix of the Gemara of Rashi is whether it's tam ramud, whether tsrayer is the tam ramud. Rashi before explained to me that Hadasan Chatzi Nezek meaning it's a mu'ud. And that's the Tzad of Yeh Shinui. Here Rashi is saying that Ein Shinui V'zui Tzad Hamusa. It's Ein Shinui V'zui. Then the Tzad of Yeh Hadah L'tam V'zu. Right? Rav's Sofek is Yeh Hadah L'tam V'zu. Meaning it's a Tam. You want to know Azasar Tam, this type of tam can it become mood or not? Right. So, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I was a little bothered in this whole mahalach that Rav is mesupik, yeah, if this tam could become mood or not, right? And maybe even the Gemara of Ben Aleph declares the Megufoy Malia, also maybe the Tzad that's Megufoy because it's a tam, let's say. But Marava is Mesupik, yeah? So then, outside, that this time can't become Mu'ud, and Rabbi Shalom, for crying out loud, why in the world is Allah Moshe Sinai giving it a din time? We're talking about Orche, when we see the second Rashi, it's Orche, yeah? For what reason, and the assumption is that's Tam. Shaila is Tam Zu. Can Tam Zu become a Mu'ud? Yeah, so why would we give it a din of a tam? That's if it's orche, it's regal, right? It's orche. So what?
Chatzinezer.
No. I understand that. It's chatzinezer. Question is, linyan what are we saying that the loch neged the loch chosh mesina is as tam? Linyan what? Tam doesn't mean chatzinezer. Tam pays chatzinezer, yes, but like it's not. That's muchach. That the fact is chazinaz beitam. So he could tell me goof for the shayla is did the Torah give it a din of a tam or not? We were down a din for a Ruvain. So fine, that's goof for the Safik. It's goof for Rav Safik. We were saying it's not goof for Rav Safik. That's Rashi Safik. We're not saying that Rav Safik is goof for whether it's a tam, whether the gedev chazinaz is a tam or not. That would have been fine. If that's goof for the Safik. Fine. If it's a time, it can become mood. If it's not a time, it can become mood. But now we're saying, the way the Gemara is saying, Rava holds that Ravashi is a mesupik whether it's time or not. And Rava is a mesupik Yeah? Al Tzadar is a Tam. Can this Tam become Mu'ud? It means assuming both Sodom of Rava, where the could become Mu'ud and has both assumed that it's Tam. Mishalas, can Azaz Tam become Mu'ud? Saying, why? Tam. Why would the Lach Mishra Sinai make it into a Tam?
So it shouldn't be
Rabbi Yonazar. What?
So it shouldn't be
Rabbi
Yonazar. According to Rabbi, saying Rabbi's holding that it's time. That it's already time.
Yeah, but it's also a suffix. But it's also a suffix.
That's a
Vashi's
a suffix, not
Rabbi. I know that, but say it. But
Rabbi. It's holding on one side of
Rabbi. I know that, but the whole thing is a Maisa. I mean, on that side, I mean, Rabbi's going inside that it's time, and it's telling me it should be. Okay, very good. Rav is coming over Ravashi. Rav is coming over Ravashi. The reason why, very good, the Torah made it the Tam was that they should be Ravin as it. By Shinui. How good for this should be in Shinui. That's where Rav is coming in. Rav is coming in right here. That it's a Tam in order that it shouldn't be revealed. So we have, where it's negated as a Tam. Oh, very good. Oh, thank you very much.
Now
Rabbi Klaas. What's the end of this time? Can it go
how
for
how far does this end time go?
That's right. Maybe that's Gufa Rishayel Gabe Gufa. Ah, very good. Shkar.
Okay, Rashi,
now.
Rashi with Michashav Shina. You have a problem with Rashi Michashav Shina. That also
stems
with Malach or no?
What?
Rashi,
in
the beginning.
No, 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 no. I said, I was just reading the Rashi. I don't know what that means. I don't mean it. That's Stam Mishver Rashi. That was just reading Rashi, I wanted to show it. Not that I didn't attempt to answer that. Gosh.
So, three different
ways.
Rashi throws down three different ways out.
Yeah, theoretically, there's three pshat in Rashi, yes. But that pshat doesn't either peter out like that because there's no hemshach of that in Rashi either. Just like there's no hemshach of the other Rashi. So it just, I don't know what Rashi wants over there. I know Rashi wants when he says that he doesn't pay less than Lamitzinu, that Tam pays less than Chatzinat. Okay. Men Peretz over here has different halach in Rav Safik, in Rashi Safik. Men Peretz over here, that's actually in the back also. And Paris brings down from the Rebbe. That asks a question. Hikshu Rebbe. Ma'akam Boile. Igmir Aloch Mitzrayus. Apeshinui. Mkei Katzinezik Machayim. If, what was Aloch Mitzrayus? Aloch Mitzrayus. Was that by Karen, by Shinui? If it was, the Miloch says, Pechati Nezek, even by Shinui. So then it's ain't Shinui. We look, if there was no Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim by Karen, so Meila, Pechati Nezek, then we say what? Koyfeh Gufay Dami. So then it's Pechati Nezek. If there's no Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to knock it down, then no Kutina that addresses Karen, then we leave, we're left to our natural elements. If we're left to our natural elements, then Pashit, Halacha is going to be that Pechatzin Ezek, Kachin Gufay. It's plain old Karen. It's an Emanachar. If the Halacha Mishina addresses it, then it said that it's Chatzin Ezek. If it didn't address it, then Pashas is Chatzin Ezek. So what's going on over here? What's the tzad to say that it should be a Nezek? As a factory bar. Empathy bar. But here it's the Shema Halacha Nishnis. So he learns the Shaila is Lagabe the Geder of the Halacha. What is the Geder of the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that Tzoris pays Chatzin Nezek? The Shema. Halacha Nishnis B'Tzoris the Mishalom Chatzin Nezek Midin Av Shelehem Mkein Hechna Vurchayu Mishalom Chatzin Nezek Na'avatol L'Regel Shalom Nezek Shaleh, Vadeshin, Shalom Ravin Nezek, Havatol Vakarin, Shalom Chatzin Nezek, Hamlo Yayin. So the shaila is, what is the gather of the halacha? Meaning, is the halacha telling me that you pay half of the av, half of when it's not shayris, when it's gufay, or the halacha is saying you pay half. In other words, similar to the chakir we declare the gabe tam, it's tam pay half the nezik or half the nezik or half the tashlumin. That's exactly the shayla of either ben peretz. What is the gather of halacha moshe mesina tzaris? Is it pay half of the tashlumin, or does it pay hatsi nezik? If it's half of the tashlumin, then okay, let's look. If it's okay, it means without tzaris will pay nezik. Comes again halacha moshe mesina and tells me it pays half of the tashlumin of gufay, which is chatzi nezek. When it comes to Karen tam pays matchil chatzi nezek. Comes along lach meshmesina and says you pay half of the tashlum. Then we say yesh shino letzaris lachat leravi nezek. Or no, lachay he doesn't speak out the other side. Lachay the other side is and no. And the get of the lach is that tzaris pays chatzi nezek. So regardless if it's Tzrayris of Regal, Tzrayris of Karen, it pays Chatzin Ezek, and therefore ain't Shino. So if he said, the Shai has nothing to do with the nature of Tzrayris. Is it Tam? Is it Mood? Now we're clearing the Shai is Tam. What was together? What was the Chetzi? Chetzi, that service that the Ochnus is seen is saying that you're paying, what is the gather that chetzi? Is the gather that chetzi that you're paying chetzi of the nezek, or chetzi of the tashlumen? It's chetzi of the tashlumen, and yeshino the rabbi nezek. Simple, straightforward pshat in the sugi. Now, what's more difficult is the Shita B'Shem the Rosh over here. Pashut in the reading. So here also Moshe Shmuel, I think, does a job over here to make it actually legible. Okay, so let's try. Tipshlemi the Rabbah. Lekal Meimar. So what I want to say, Mishpashit. Rabbah Klares Yeshetah must be ancient. Lekal Meimar. The Rabbah Boyle. Im Yeshadol the Tzoris the Shinui. The Chayav Katzin Nezek. The Tzoris Pior Chayu Nezek Shalim. She might have said, which is better than Pes Kash and Rashi, that maybe Rava Ravash Tuma Yeh Shinui Samad Shinui, and does it go to Ravi Nezek? Rava is talking about Rechayu, and then he wants to know, does a dog pump it up to Nezek Shalom? Like we said, Gufa, now it's Taisan and Rashi, that maybe Eir Chanami, right? Maybe Eir Chanami. It's out there. No, the Milsta Pshitli, Im Yeh Shinui Bitzrayris, Ravi Nezek, Im Kain, Mashvina Le Kikarin. If this Yeshinui, Vitzrayris, Ravi Nezek, Im Kain, Mashvina Le Kikarin Tam. Vishayach Bey, Hada, Lachati Nezek. Vagam Pshita, Dein Hada, Vichiorche. So he's saying, he's making a connection over here. That if you hold Yeshini Levi Nezek, then it's Pasha the Ein Hada by Orche. Which makes no sense. What does one do with the other? What does Yeshinui have to do with Ein Hada Ki Orche?
What does one do with the other? Which was his question was. Zakti Rash. The Vadai im Ein Shinui. Im Ein Shinui. Then royalist topic. Kim the Mishalam Chatzin Nezek. The Karen. Okay, Karen. If Ein Shinui. Then there's room to mistapik what's going to be the din by Hadoah, by Orche. Im Ein Shinui, royalist topic. Kim the Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. Kikarim. If Ein Shinui, that means royalist topic. Lagabe Hada, Kivan the Mishalim Chatzin Nezek Kikarim. Meaning, if the din is Ein Shinui, what is that saying? That's saying that that's saying that Tzrayrus is Karen. If Tzrayrus is Karen, then you can besupik maybe this Hadah. In other words, what he's saying is that if Tzrayrus is Karen, the Shaila Brava, the Yesh Hadala Tzrayrus, or Enadala Tzrayrus, is Tzrayrus a gather of Karen, or is it a gather of Regel? If Tzrayrus is Karen, even my Orche has a din Karen, because Chatzin Nezek, similar to what we're saying in Rashi, is a din Tam, right? He's talking in terms of, is it Karen or is it Regel? Okay? If Tzrayrus, if Yesh Hadol Tzrayrus, that means that Tzrayrus is Karen. And then you can misupik Yesh Hadol. The Vadeim Ein Shinui, royalist topic, Kim the Misham Chasin as a Karen. Avul Yesh Shinui, Oz Havak Orche Shem Beregel, Uvishinui, the Karen, Ela, the Gari Eloch Meshavasina, Ukmea Chasin Teshlumin. Because the Shaila of Yesh Shinui, or Ein Shinui, yeah, the Tzad that Yesh Shinui is assuming that it's Regel. That Tzrayrus Ke'orche is Regel, then Shinui makes it Karen. So the Tzad, the suffix of the Gemara, Bekitzer, if Yesh Shinui or Ein Shinui, basically the Shaila is really what is the gather of Tzrayrus Ke'orche? Is Tzrayrus Ke'orche Karen or is it Regel? If Tzrayrus Ke'orche is Karen, then there's no Shinui. If Tzrayrus Ke'orche is Regel, then the Shina makes it into Karen. But if Tzrayrus Ke'orche, now Rav Shaila is the same Shaila. Or Rav Shaila. So again, if you hold Avam Yesh Shinui, then Ke'orche Shem Beregel. Ube Shinui, it's Karen. Oh, but it's Orche Chayim Regel, so why is he paying Chatzin Nezek? El Garach Och Meshav Sina, v'kim na Chatzin Teshlumin. Muz de Pshiti, du Shem Regel, Shai Chada. See, the Rosh is like this. If Tzrayrus, he says it clearly, if Tzrayrus Chayim Regel, then there's not Shai Chada by Shem Regel. There's no Parash of Hada by Shem Regel. So if Rav is Mesopagesh, Adol Tzrayrus, and Adol Tzrayrus, the agapan, the tzad of Yeshet Dal Tzrayris, has to be, can only be working the feed tzad that Tzrayris is Karen. Tzrayris is Karen. Because if Tzrayris is Shem Eregel, says the Rosh, then there's no Hadar, there's no Parashat Vedah B'Shem Eregel. So if Rava is Mesupak Yesh Da'in Hadar, that means Rava is maintaining that Tzrayris is Karen. If Tzrayris is Karen, it's not Shayach Shinoi. It's only, this is the difficult part in the Rosh, but that's what the Rosh needs to be saying. If Tzrayris is Regel, then it's Shayach Shinoi. If Tzrayris is Regel, it's regal. So that's when it's orche, it's regal. I pay chatzi nezek. No, the third knocked it down. So now that orche pays chatzi nezek. So now that when tzrayris, which is the din is chatzi nezek, when it becomes karen, it pays half of that. Like every thing which is orche, when it's orche, it's nereshon. When it's not orche, it pays half of that. Here also, if it's orche, it's chatzi nezek. When it's not orche, it pays revi nezek. But that's all assuming that the geder of tzrayris was regel, not karen. The other side of the Gemara of Ein Shinoi is saying that's Karen. So B'kitzer, Rava that declares if it's Yesh Hadah, Rava declares if it's Yesh Hadah, obviously he must be assuming that Tzrayris is not Regel, Tzrayris is Karen. If it's because otherwise you can't clarify Yesh Hadah and Hadah. So therefore, Rava can hold that Yesh Shinoi, because if it's Karen, then it's Ein Shinoi. That's how much one wants to learn. If it's Rosh Mashita, as he looks immediately says, Kasev Shom, let the man the Rava Boyer Lame Yesh Hadah B'Tzrayrish. The Shinoi's Chayav Hatzan Ezek. B'Tzrayrish Gorchem Shana Shalom. The Mosav Shiti. Yesh Shinoi B'Tzrayrish Nurviya Im Kain Mashvina Le Karen Tama V'Shayach Be'Hadah L'Chatzin Ezek. If there's Yesh Shinoi B'Tzrayrish Nurviya, that means we're saying that by Shinoi it's a Karen, and Shayach, and then comes a Dol L'Chatzin Ezek. The gam pshit ein hadah b'chiorche. The vaday im ein shinui. Royal estapik im the mishalim chatzin ezek karen. Avo miyesh shinui oz habak orche shem beregel uve shinui karen. And mavur the yesh shinui revia hu mishum the beorche habak shem beregel. Yesh Shinoi says, it's Orche it's Shein Beregel, and not Karen. But Shinoi have a Karen Lurvia. And Ein Shinoi, who Mishum, the Orche have a Karen. Bozi, stop it, Yesh Hadah. So that's how L'Chaira we could read this difficult Rosh. That, because the underlying Shaila of here is, that the shayla of Yesh Hadah, of Yesh Shinoi Ein Shinoi, is really the shayla, what is the gather of Tzrayris? Is Tzrayris Karen, or is Tzrayris Regel? If Tzrayris is already Karen, then it's not Shayach, I mean, it's a Karen of Chatzin Ezek, it's not Shayach Shinoi. It's already Karen of Chatzin Ezek. It's already at the Karen Tam, it pays Chatzin Ezek. So what's going to make a difference at the Shinoi? It's already Karen Tam, it pays Chatzin Ezek. It's already Karen Tam, it pays Chatzin Ezek. So Shinoi's not going to make a difference. So Rava obviously held this sad, because Rava is Mesopic. If there's Hadah, if it's Hadah, obviously it's Karen, because if it's Shem Red, there's no Hadah.
Alright.